There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX Newsroom.
That's right. While I was out, this is why you just don't take days off work, even for a holiday. Never, ever take off days, because when you do, they come for your sheriff. And Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has been relieved of his duties permanently. And of course, we would like to pay our respects.
My job is to protect the sheriff's office.
Mr. Montgomery and his entire family are very disappointed to have this type of news during to Christmas.
David Mason led the defense of Montgomery during the near week-long trial.
He's obviously quite disappointed. He worked very, very hard to become the sheriff. Still believes his conduct was legal.
Plus the new uniforms, plus the badges.
Let's figure it out in court.
Montgomery has been ordered to wear an ankle monitor during his house arrest.
My job is to protect the sheriff's office, and we'll be filing a declaration by the end of today.
She actually said, quote, "then cuff me."
An expressionless Sheriff Alfred Montgomery entered the courtroom wearing a black suit, blue tie, and shackles around his ankles and his left hand cuffed.
Did he work very, very hard?
"Then cuff me."
My job is to protect the sheriff's office.
You're in the media business. All I can say is stay tuned. You're going to hear more evidence.
"Then cuff me."
Well. No, Ronj, not like that.
So,
not unless you want to get removed from office.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
It was not sexy time.
Oh, it wasn't sexy time.
No, it was not sexy time. They were in jail.
I have to tell you, I don't think I'd like sexy time cuff me. That's just not my kind of thing. I don't want to do that.
Let's go back to the sock conversation.
No, this is way more interesting.
"Then cuff me."
Yeah, ooh, hey, well.
That was kind of sexy, actually.
Hey.
Ooh.
How you doing, girl? Hey, Sean Malone is in. From
good
the KMOX News.
Maybe a little better to be back like 60 seconds ago than
I'm glad
the way the conversation
here.
Is derailed.
I'm glad you're here. So thank you for being here, Sean. So they got rid of my guy. And today, in about 40 minutes, they are expected, the Board of Aldermen, they're going to meet and figure out what to do now.
Oh, here's what to do. We've talked about this before. It's election time, special election time for the city of St. Louis, and that's what the board is going to be working on today. They're going to be passing a resolution that would establish a March 3rd election to determine who the next sheriff for the city of St. Louis is. And while that's going on in the background, there is a legal fight that's beginning to play out between the Board of Aldermen and the mayor over who gets to name the interim sheriff. Board of Aldermen is saying that historically it's always been them that gets to name the interim sheriff. The mayor has moved forward as if it's just her on her own that gets to name the interim sheriff. Whomever that is, if they don't wind up settling on the current interim sheriff, John Hayden, the former chief of police for the city of St. Louis, they won't hold the job very long, but they will act as the interim sheriff for the city of St. Louis between whatever time they get figured out and named until the March 3rd election and a new one is selected.
Is there something special about St. Louis, whatever's it. Well, no, I mean, whatever's whatever's written down, you know, like their rules. Isn't there a rule like, hey, if this happens, then this. So if the sheriff is removed or any other public official is removed, then these are the people or the person who gets to appoint. Why is this not clearly laid out so we don't have this situation where, well, the mayor thinks it's her and the board of aldermen think, well, no, actually we're supposed to do. Why is this not clear somewhere?
So historically, it was just the board of aldermen from my conversation with aldermanic president Megan Green. There was a law change, I say recently, sometime in the past couple of years. I don't remember when exactly she said, but that changed it to involve the mayor, comptroller, and board of aldermen. So now it's kind of just figuring out, okay, this is what it says, but how do we navigate this? You know, even the statement that I got from the mayor said she doesn't really care who has a say at the end of the day, as long as it's the courts that say who has that say at the end of the day. So, you know, the board of aldermen was trying to work in conjunction and cooperation with the mayor on this. The mayor thought they still were, from her statements, working in cooperation with the board of aldermen with what the legal process they move forward with just the mayor and the city councilor and not the board of aldermen directly involved. So, you know, it's a little messy, but this is more about talking from my conversation with aldermanic president Green, setting a precedent moving forward. So the next time there is a vacancy in the sheriff's department or another department, they can turn around and say, okay, this is what we did the last time under the current rules as they're written. This is the process again moving forward.
Is there anybody who wants this job? Like, are people...
John Hayden Jr. has said that he wants to stay as sheriff after taking over as interim sheriff a couple of weeks ago when Alfred Montgomery was then temporarily removed from office. So he said he wants to stay. I called him on Friday. I have not heard back from him yet, but our friends at Fox 2 ran into Sheriff Vernon Betts working a security detail on the streets of St. Louis shortly after Alfred Montgomery, his successor, was removed from office. And he apparently expressed interest in potentially running again. So we could see Sheriff Vernon Betts back on the ballots.
Oh, wow.
Trying to reclaim his old job a little more than a year after stepping out of office when Alfred Montgomery took over for him.
How old is Vernon Betts now?
I don't know off the top of my head. If I had to wage a guess, 60s, maybe a little older than that, but that's off the top of my head. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to double check.
He was around for so long, it feels like he's 90, but I know he's not.
Well, he's not that old. I can confirm that much.
Yeah.
We do have someone watching our show on Facebook. John says that Sheriff Montgomery will always have my repsect.
That is, look.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You can come after my guy if you want. That's not his fault.
We don't know. You don't know.
Well, he didn't write it out. So it's whoever installed the sign on the door.
There was a sign that said...
In the trial, it did come up. And I forget who.
This came up?
Yes, the sign. And it, you know, it got approved by someone within the department. I forget who exactly, but someone in the department who's in charge of, you know, getting these kinds of things ordered and such. They apparently signed off on the copy that was sent to them by the printing company. So the printing company misspelled it. But like when you get anything, especially at that large a scale printed, you know, something beyond like a custom ink or something like that, they send you a proof or copy that says, hey, this is what it's going to show. This is what it's going to say. This is how respect is going to be spelt.
I still think it's the installer probably just mixed the letters
up. Well, but you don't
know,
are the letters connected or individual?
I don't know that.
Because
so we're talking about, what did it say? Honor, integrity,
and RepSec.
Instead
of REP.
This was above the door at the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. But they did fix it. Which is good.
Yes, so it got fixed. But now that's just another, like, it's one of those, if that happens in a normal tenure,
nobody thinks twice about it.
Right. It's something that you laugh at and you move on. But in a tenure that was filled with legitimate drama that escalated to the point of getting the sheriff removed from office, you know, the detaining of Deputy Commissioner Tammy Ross, the disarming of a former deputy under the guise of an internal affairs investigation, things like that. But then also the financial troubles as well of, you know, you're already way over budget, you're spending all this money. Was the sign really necessary? And then you have a mistake of, you didn't check the spelling on it when you were sent the copy.
It's just another
proofs.
Thing.
It's exactly. It's another thing where it's like, Can we go a week functioning properly? Because that's how it felt throughout this. I mean, you played the montage Matt Pajeski did, and probably if given an infinite timeline, could have had an hour-long montage with all the segment drama that we've covered at this point. It was a very stuffed 1 year in office, not even one full year, 356 days in office for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery before his removal. A lot happened in that period of time.
Well, were you, last question, I know you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
What
does he have to do?
He's got to go look at the news. Go find the news.
I got to find some news.
He's got to make the news.
I got to find out whoever you're supporting next and go get them.
He's got to start a new witch hunt.
Yeah.
No, but were we ever mentioned in the trial?
No.
Okay.
We did get called out, actually, and you guys played a part of this in the one of the appeals regarding the Janae Edmondson trial for, and I forget his name, the driver.
Mm-hmm. Daniel something.
Daniel Riley.
Daniel Riley.
The attorney tried to appeal that he did not get the change of venue that he requested, and the media coverage was so heavy there was no way to have an unbiased jury in St. Louis City. And when he said, you know, with intense media coverage, and in parentheses included, KMOX being the worst, is what he said.
Oh,
and that's that. A big that part us? Of that might have been when I jumped on with you guys at lunch every day during the trial to recap what had happened at that point. So
they go out to their cars and listen at lunch,
maybe,
and listen to. I didn't say anything. I didn't do nothing.
I said throw.
I didn't do nothing.
I said throw the book at him. No. This idiot.
I didn't do nothing.
Hit this young girl. She lost her legs because of him. Throw the book at him.
So we in this trial to remove the sheriff did not come up, but we have before come up in legal filings, been referenced
as. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, but you know, all the work I did to save our sheriff.
Yeah.
I just wish you
had been acknowledged.
Yeah, like, come on, I'm his only supporter.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry for my conduct, but I want to thank Chris Ranji for being my strongest and sole supporter.
Also, I like to think that when the cuff me comment was made in the office, I would like for it, in my fantasy, it was
interesting choice of words.
Yeah, in my fantasy, it was cuff me, baby.
Okay.
Is that what was said?
That is not what was said.
Cuff me, baby.
it was more of a defiant than cuff me. You know, like if you're in a bar, if you're face to face with someone in a bar and you say, so hit me,
I should,
and they hit you.
Do you remember?
That you can still be charged with assault, even if you say, so hit me.
The meme, it's a graphic from a local news story.
What are you going to do? Stab me, man who was stabbed?
It's one of my favorites. What are you going to do? Stab me, quote, man who was stabbed.
So cuff me, jail deputy commissioner who was so cuffed.
Okay. Don't you threaten me with a good time. I will cuff you, baby. All right. Well, Sean, thanks for all this. You could have waited like a couple of days to oust my sheriff. Why couldn't have you waited until today?
That wasn't my decision. That was the judge's decision.
Well, it's your witch hunt.
It was me who had to report on it days before Christmas.
It's called a witch hunt. Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom.
Thank you, man.
Anytime, guys.
Chris and Amy on KMOX. Speaking of crime, you ever stolen anything? Even though you don't need to, well, apparently Amy knows a lot of thieves.
I know of them.
You know of these thieves?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get into this when we come back on KMOX.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.